transfer, but if not, I got something to go on.
Happy to have.
We're on, when everyone starts. The mic is on.
The mic is on.
Testing.
See what time it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
When is today?
Today is the 18th, 17th. Well, we'll go ahead and call the Winchester Park Board meeting to order with all members present, along with our mayor and park president. Do we have any old group business to take care of here right away first, or? There's no one in the audience, it seems like.
Well, I guess.
You want to take the law of Oz?
Well, I know we've been battling a water leak in the park.
Where at?
That's the problem right now.
Oh.
I mean, it's raising our water bill up where it shouldn't. It's not a terrible, terrible, terrible leak yet.
Right.
And it can be pretty soon, and we've had coolies in there on it quite a bit. We got some ideas, but we got one of our drain tiles is picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, a lot of times you get a water leak, wherever it's at, it'll eventually create a sinkhole when you basically you're standing on it. But now with this drain tile picking it up, we're lost.
So it's there, just to find it.
There's no mapping of any water lines in the park. I have general ideas from, you know, just things that Buck, I talked to Buck about, or somebody heard of Kathy, you've done this or that, but, you know, as far as any mapping of any water lines, we're learning, so.
Right.
Don't be alarmed if a big bill pops in when we finally get to it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how bad is it making the bill? I mean, it's just.
I think what's usually about 40 to 60 bucks was like something.
I see.
I mean, still, it's
enough to raise your eyebrows.
It's moving, but meter just, you know, it's a slow move, not spinning like. But I just thought I'd bring that to the attention right away. That's something that's been weighing on me. And then the pool managers here, they should be in class right now getting certified. They're coming in Saturday to do some painting and stuff. He's going to have a couple lifeguards come and help.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the thing completely drained. Joe Brown is just day to day on when he's going to come fix our leak. As soon as the leak's fixed, we're going to turn the water on and let it go. And then along with the pool, solar blanket. That has to be custom made. I got a price on the electric heater. That's something we're probably going to want to look at the Goodwill Trust with, because it wasn't, I mean, you can get the cheap ones, but for as large as our pool is, it's like, I think it's around $26,000 for an electric heater.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we're going to have to look into next year, but the solar blanket shouldn't be too awful. My only problem with the solar blanket is going to be, you know, I want to find a shed, kind of like a light in for their stuff or some place to store it, because it just looks tacky laying up on the pool deck, I think, during business hours. I just don't think rolling it up in a ball and throwing it over in the corner is just going to look good. And
they have a big roller. You roll it up.
Yeah, they do.
Wrestling mat.
And that might take, I think we, Lisa and I talked about buying a different kit for our welder so we could do aluminum, so this has been beat up. I mean, I don't.
Oh, we have one.
Yeah, it's kind of a decent, but I mean, there's wheels missing on it, and there's a crank broke off here, and it's just, we held on to it. We can probably tab it up a little bit and build it stronger and make it work. I mean, then along with the pool, the June 4th is a set date for the Sinai Jungle Gym. I don't think I brought a copy of it, because I don't know where it is, but I've showed it to you guys before, but it's finally on pace and scheduled to get here. Obviously, the installers are set back, just like everybody else is set back doing park work due to the weather. They're trying to get caught up to get to us.
Oh, they come in and install it?
Yeah, they're going to, because of the rubber matting. But.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think so. Okay. Who's here for?
That's Natalie, yes.
Oh, did you?
You started on my list, so Moses is here.
Is there a plug? Sorry, Sharon.
Okay, I just kinda, I don't even know if I'm going in the right order, I'm just.
Yeah, I don't think we have a right order.
We don't have the right order. I'm just speaking all the things that's been on my mind all past week or two. Just to give you guys a heads up, and also, for any of you who get asked South Side Park questions, which I'm sure you do, JJ says the, concrete will be delivered Monday, so.
I've seen them up there working tonight.
Yeah, good to see people out there tonight.
So, and Burl's will be quick, as soon as the court's down, the goals are up, then will come the fence, so, that'll be good. I know I've had an answer to several people about what's going on in South Side Park. But then we'll, hopefully, if we get some time, we'll get out there and do some more work around there, because that, some of that stuff just needs to be taken care of. This concert series is Saturday, Friday, I'm sorry, we got a playground for that, that'll be coming in over there in the corner. We're utilizing old equipment from the main park, because I'd like to modernize the main park.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you won't see this Friday, but hopefully by the next concert, we'll have some clean sets and a play.
Where's it going at?
Play set. It's going to go in the back corner where that new water spigot is, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to put some swing sets up, kind of facing the stage, because we've had some complaints that parents can't see their children during concerts, so.
I'm allowed to complain sometimes, too. I submitted a formal complaint to the park department.
Oh, yeah. That was rough, too.
That's hilarious.
Lost their jobs, and it was horrible.
That's all being said in jest, if I see you.
For the record, just for the record.
But, yeah. And we got some other ideas with the amphitheater. Like I was explaining to Al, you know, between this golf course and the concert series, it's really done a lot for the park. I mean, it's just been nothing but positive feedback from the whole community. And, you know, if there's anything we can do to help either one of them, I'd say, you know.
I have been looking forward to this concert series.
Yeah.
I mean, just like, when's it going to start?
It starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. And I talked to Melissa today just a couple hours ago. They do have, there's rain in the forecast, and it's all a matter of which way it goes and what the timing is. The field house is the backup venue, and so you might, you know, tell people that.
Well, that may change, too, because there's a lot of stipulations with the field house.
Yeah, right.
So we're looking at the community center. It was a very busy day. I don't know how that ended up, but we'll find out tomorrow. And if it does rain, we'll just get as much notice out as possible to go to the community center set up.
We'll put it on Facebook and on our Facebook page and do that.
The only good news is they've been calling for rain for like the last 3 or 4 days, and we've been lucky and missed it, so maybe they'll keep it up.
Yeah. We're lucky enough. It's getting pretty dry out here at the golf course, but yeah. I guess.
Is that the water bike, is that the one you were talking, is that the one behind the baseball line? Or not the baseball, but the
Little League softball, or the girls, yeah. And we're thinking, if it's where we think it is, it's right on the third base line, I mean, but it's not in the playing area. And we're thinking it's about 10 feet in from that water thicket there that.
That open there.
So you have an idea about where it's happening, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
okay. At first, I thought you had not. You were just like, okay.
Well,
you got it localized as to where you.
I mean, there's way they got equipment that you can set on the water spigots and it'll pick up vibrations.
Right.
And it's humming pretty good right there, so we know it's coming off of that line because you can hear the water.
Uh-huh.
But you know. Where exactly to start digging, and
right.
On the plane, it's in the infield, so then we put money into, you know, getting the infields nice, and
right,
and we, yeah, they
are talking about the old infield.
We're talking about the old Little League Diamond.
The old Little League Diamond.
The Lions Club, that's where it's at.
Looked great, the infield.
The Lions Club, okay. And, but I'll keep you guys posted. Look at action meeting as far as that goes. Chase got the amphitheater famed again. Somebody, good deal. We had a...
It's called urethane mess.
Who was, we had somebody donate some money for doing park. But that's what that money went to, was upgrades for the...
Yeah, there was a community foundation account that one had was for trees that we spent last year. And then the other had 300 and some bucks in it for the amphitheater. And the foundation was going to charge $100 per year. So we just took all that money out and spent it on the amphitheater.
Yeah, we got grass seeds. I think I got some light bulbs and, we stained the back end that we power washed last year, so.
Get out there. When'd you do that?
It actually got finished up today.
I was going to say, I hadn't seen it since it's been done. That should make a difference. Yeah.
But it was just the backside.
Right, no, that's what needed it.
So. But anyways, I'm sure I'll think of other stuff as we move on here, but I'm going to pipe her down.
Well, just some things I thought of, what I wrote down, concession to the pool, we're working on that.
The new barbecue people who, I don't know if you had a chance, but Sean ate it today.
I did, yeah. Very professionally, it's a lot more professional atmosphere now. I think it's not you go in there and sit down, it's kind of, you can't sit down in there now. It's all to go out of the restaurant. And it was good. I had the gobbler, which was a turkey sandwich with barbecue sauce on it.
Mm-hmm. But they're interested, and the barbecue seemed to work out pretty good in the pool last year. I'll get them to leave. They were supposed to call me today, but they didn't, and I got busy, and I didn't go that way. But if they don't, I'm going to probably reach out to the House Flavors. And House Flavors is not interested. I might reach out to Bogies, but I don't know. But it sounds like they're very interested because it's a great way to get their name out there and advertise their business. So. I think that's going to end up being a go.
Southside Park, JJ was hired by the council to put in a basketball court, and I spoke with him today about, this is kind of like a job interview for you, pal. Let's go.
Right.
And so he told me that about 4 Monday,
and then once they're working.
Yeah, so it's different. I mean, I don't think he's ever worked for the city before, and he made the comment to me that, there's a lot of eyes on me. You're in the middle of town doing a park ride. People are anticipating your finish. Right. We play at this park.
And it is time. Mm-hmm. It's time of year to be warm and playing.
Have you guys had a chance to drive by it at night yet? Mm-hmm. Or even drive by Morton Hill at night?
Yeah, I've been there.
What do you guys think of that?
Of course. That light's really bright.
But it's shining down. I mean,
it shines on that house across the street.
It does.
Does it? Well, we can move it.
Yeah, I thought I was already there.
Yeah.
It is very bright. It's really nice.
But it's adjustable up there. And that's something we can address that tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I honestly haven't had. I'm usually asleep before dark because that's what you do with a 3-month-old baby. But anyway,
when you can.
Yeah. But anyhow, I haven't really had a chance. I mean, I got to see the one, but until the basketball goals are up, I really don't know where we want to place the light. Anyway, and we got the light up at the skate park. There's a light shining on the Morton Monument corner.
Right.
We got one shining on there. If the neighbors next door would be nice enough to let us use their water ticket. We'd like to power wash it, but we don't have any way of getting water.
Yeah. Right.
So unless we get the water fountain fixed, and we talked about replumbing the water fountain on Morton Hill, but right now we're having a little bit of vandalizing problems going on there. We saw that skate park and holes were kicked in the side of one of the grind boxes.
Round them up.
and, you know, they're moving the benches around, and I know it has the Cook family upset because their family donated that black bench up there, and we're maybe going to do some stuff there with, you know, anchoring that to do some concrete pours and anchor it to them, so they can't move it around, just...
What do you mean, Cookie's bench?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that at?
Well, it wasn't in front of the monument, and I'm like, well, you can't read the monument with a bench sitting in front of it, but people had nothing with it there. I moved it over to the basketball court, put it a half court on one side, so you got a place to...
It used to be, if you're looking south, it was like right here in the corner over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Yeah.
If you're standing on the street looking south towards the walking track, it was like in that corner. It was like in the... Yeah.
In the
White
House there?
Yeah. Across from the White House on the corner of it. Yeah, it's on the corner of it. Residents and...
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I have been hearing that lately, that our park is really beautiful, and our people love taking their kids to the park, but the adults don't have anything to sit. Mm-hmm. So if we have any more of those benches, or maybe invest in some nice benches, I don't know. Just put them around where the big play sets are.
Yeah. And that's, something we can definitely do.
So
I'll get some quotes together and get an idea of where we want to put it and how many we want. And,
I think, I'll change subject again, but I think as soon as you get a rainy day, you might do some clubhouse tech updates. Got some TVs in it.
Oh, yeah. All that stuff's in. And like I said, we're kind of scrapping around trying to get ready for this weekend because there's obviously a lot going on. But And we thought we were going to get some rain, and when we did, we were going to try to get in and get out. But, yeah, we got the 265-inch TVs that are going to get mounted on the walls, new sound system. It should work out good.
The deck's well on its way to complete.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be great.
It's about, the floor's about a quarter of the way done.
Great.
And don't forget, we have a deck mounted on the fountain again, too. Or, you know, that's...
You know, some big carp or something, fish in there or something, throw up a bubble gum ball machine and put dog food in it and, you know, let them chuck some fish or some dog food in. It was kind of an idea that I had, which wouldn't be hard to do, but, let's change the subject again.
You guys have anything?
Vandals. How's that? Is it killing you guys as much as it seems to be on the disc course?
The disc golf course, the worst.
I've noticed.
What are they doing? Are they tearing stuff off?
Tee markers off.
Yeah,
they broke just about every one that we put out there.
Yeah, the signs are about all snapped off.
And then I had a little word of prayer with three or four of them down there the other day, down at the bottom of the Morton Hill Park. But we were walking through, and there was a group of ladies walking, and both of them had strollers. Well, two out of the three did, and just every other word was in that this and that coming. And finally, I'd had enough. I walked up and said something to them, and they're like, "Who the heck do you think you are?" About to show you, boys. of course, it didn't. But
it makes you feel any better. It's not just disc golfers that do that. You got to hear some of the language on the.
Oh no, these were kids playing football down there.
Oh, okay.
They were playing football, and the women were walking by, and I mean they were just screaming at each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, kids, you know. And they were.
They need one of them. They need to be called out on that.
Yeah, one of them was. Man, little kid down there. It couldn't have been three. That one of them was watching, and they weren't paying a bit more attention to that kid. But he's going to get hit, something's going to happen, and we'll feel terrible about it. But I don't know what we do to keep them from, unless we put up something to
I noticed the police golf cart out front when we were here. I don't know if any police officers are interested in switching their squad cars around to a golf cart.
So my kids actually asked me, so where does the prisoners ride on this golf cart? Right where you're sitting at.
I didn't see any hands go up because it's wrong. But, you know,
I think with your lighting, that's going to help a lot. That'll probably deter a lot of it. But
with the
just catching one of them, set an example. Catching one and set an example of them. Yeah.
Are dummy cameras cheap or do they do any good?
Well,
I mean, if cameras are expensive, would a dummy, does dummy cameras work? Or?
Well, and that's something else that we're going to try to address with the next, when we do the next Midrick truck. And I talked to Missy Williams about it as well. And she was talking about her son and that we get Wi-Fi throughout the park, how we could invest in surveillance very cheap, and that you could help get us set up with that if we were to.
I got the green.
But it's annoying when we do stuff like this and then just
having to keep putting money into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that'd probably be one of them options where, I mean, I know you can, she said, well, actually, she showed me hers that they had set up at their house.
Yeah.
I was sitting in here in a meeting with her one night and I saw Al walking into the kitchen. He was fully clothed.
That wasn't in the morning then.
It was a council meeting, but she was showing me how cool it was, you know, and I was talking to some of the police officers, telling them how, you know, we could direct it right to your phones as well and have it up here, or you guys, anybody can get it on their phone. You know. But my big thing is I'm so busy, I don't know how to do it, but I'm just really wanting to figure out a way to get the community and businesses in the community to reach out to the park and just, you know, to get the community to invest more into a park when they're at the park with their children, they're going to feel more like their park. And they see somebody tearing something up, they may do something about it. You know, I think a lot of heads get turned in the park because they just expect that. People need to realize this is a taxpayer's park. It's Winchester Park, and you see something going on, they're tearing up your stuff too. So, but it's just unfortunate.
Yeah, I think it's just everybody, just the society we live in right now. Nobody wants to say anything because they don't want to create a whole backlash on them.
Yeah, and a lot of times the kids don't care who's talking to them.
Anything else, Mr. Mayor?
I just got some requests for usage at the Beeson and get that's what they're here for. So,
You want to name them off, or you want to name them off, and then we'll all sign them, or you want me to do it?
This one, I need to get. I thought, do not. There's a special form for this, but it doesn't matter. Let me go. Hang on, I'm going to get down. I'm on the ball. the issue is that we don't want to approve it if it's already been signed up for. That's what he's probably checking on.
References on you.
That's where you came, so.
Why didn't you say something?
Sure.
You getting a lot of play out there?
I noticed a lot at first, but I haven't seen a lot here lately. But I'm there during, like, school hours. I'm not there, like, in the evening, so I don't know what happens out there.
I've been out there. Well, twice now. I like it.
That's two more times than I've been out there, Bear. Just love that you knew that.
Just
to
that. I mean, just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, the other one.
It doesn't matter.
Every night.
This golf is a disc golf promise is a disc golf promise. I don't care where it's at. Kathmandu, jail, I don't care. I'll never let you forget it either.
You know,
it's like a
nights in the back every day, but.
Well, the tennis courts are gonna, they're, we got power locks.
That's what I'm saying, that's, you told me they were,
And we got, we're gonna, we'll hope, next week we'll have the cracks filled, the new nets will go up, and we're gonna try to get the pickleball lines on, we got new, ratchets for, so we can adjust the nets down. I mean, it'll probably sag, but I don't think pickleball courts are near as wide, so you can get the lower, in the middle, you can get the net lower to make it somewhat close. It won't be probably perfect, playing whatever, yeah, it won't have the exact setup for a pickleball court, but it'll be close enough, I think, that hopefully some of the people that like to play that up the live will start utilizing it.
I got to shoot some of that play up, because I
have taken off quite a bit. That's why. We have two nets set up in their gym, so that's enough for 8 people to play. And then there's more people sitting off on the side. I think the man that kicked my butt when I went out there to try it out was 83 years old. And he had fun doing it. But they I mean, they learned how to put English on that ball and stuff, and coming right at you and dropping, you're like, they had me running all over the place. But I've never played. I liked it. I wish could have stayed longer, but I didn't get have a long enough break that day. So. Mm-hmm. But it's cool. You don't like running the whole length of the tennis court.
Yes. Right.
And a big, long racket, and a little paddle, and a little ball, and a bunch of people that love kicking my butt in it. So.
Mm-hmm. Remember always playing? Herm Brook and Bob Robertson playing them in ping pong out there. And just absolutely, they just beat you to death. Mm-hmm. You just sitting there looking at them like, how do you still do this?
I think I handed you one, didn't I?
Yeah,
there you go. I'm not taking care of that one.
Which one is the guy here? Oh, this one, this is, I thought these were both the same one here. Okay, we have one here. It's a WCHS senior client wanting a shelter rental. They want a shelter rental. Shelter one. Okay. No one has a problem with that, right? And all of these have been checked, right, Sean? I mean, they're, if we get one of these, that means there's not a scheduling issue, right?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
My office doesn't handle it.
I thought that hadn't happened yet, or?
No, not yet.
Okay,
I got an assistant for the judge, for the police, and for me.
And the other one is the one you're working on now,
you say?
Okay. I like that picture. That's really cool. That is really neat. I like that.
I wish I could take credit for designing those. But
well, I...
My executive...
I was ready to give it to you.
My executive assistant does technology stuff.
Who is your executive?
That would be my...
Is that Mr. Williams? Okay. That's where I thought you were going with that. But that is just a really awesome picture. It is.
Yeah, we liked it a lot. And actually, it's the cover photograph on our Goodrich Park Facebook page.
Well, I just like the way it's illuminated and the little light.
I actually took the picture. So.
Well, then you're getting some credit goes to you. And then finally, we have the our esteemed men in blue over here, the Winchester Police Department. Yeah, swimming Beeson Run. It's a Beeson Run. What this one is, okay. Enforcement Youth Leadership Camp for 2 hours on June 18th. Is everybody good with that?
Yep.
All right.
Looks like it's open.
If it's open, it's good, guys.
They're not keeping anything in here. They're not writing this stuff down. Who's running this? So... this 2008, are we in 2008? Yeah. I don't know. I hope that's okay. All right, in there. June 18th, is that right?
Yeah. Is this yours?
No.
This is my one.
Is that a Monday?
Sean Hannity.
Oh, that's so far.
Yeah.
That goes with that, I think. Oh, this is just a schedule that we're, I see.
What's it called? What's your camp called?
Brown County Law Enforcement Youth Leadership Camp.
From 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and it's, they want the pool too, right?
What time you want?
That's what I was requesting.
Okay, oh.
Oh, that reason? No, this is the pool, this is coming.
So many for Randolph County.
I do, that's what I'm.
That's when I realized there was something wrong, so I'm like, we just did a decent form, and I'm like, this is swimming.
Oh, man.
So you want the pool?
Man, good thing I'm in charge right now.
Okay.
I still want the mayor's help with it.
So we need to make sure that.
Can we just put pool up here?
Yeah, well.
Somebody have the wise schedule, if I brought that with me.
I think what we typically do, when people want to rent the pool, they contact the pool manager, and the pool manager schedules all that. We'll go ahead and make sure that, if you guys approve the, is there any fee to even rent the pool?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can't remember what it is, but.
Well, we'll waive that fee.
It used to be.
Right?
50,
yes.
50 around.
As long as you guys hire your own dogs.
Well, see, we've been out there.
I mean, we'll have those, you guys have to pay the dogs we have.
Yeah, I'll talk about them for that.
I don't think that's out.
Every year, it usually takes them out, which, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
As long as there's lifeguards out there, city's out of liability, you get somebody that's hurt.
Yeah.
I know before we had to have lifeguards out there, but you guys were supplying them.
Right, that's how, when there's a party, they have to go to the party, that goes with his scheduling, and he schedules in the party for lifeguard.
Okay, so.
Alex will make sure there's somebody there.
But when people have parties, like, let's say I only have a pool party for my kids, I can pay the rental and pay the lifeguards too, right? So that's within the rental. So if we waive the rental fee, that's waiving the fee for the lifeguards?
There was never, just, if you rent out a party.
But lifeguards have to be paid, don't they?
They get paid, they put it on there. Pool's only open for like 5 hours a day.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I guess I thought that. Okay. See, I should probably, I just make things more complicated.
Trying to get through this, so we can get to the concert here.
I need to get hold of anybody else.
Stop out sometime and see Alex. What's his last name?
Paxton. And they should be, I mean, he was there the last 2 days, had class today, and tomorrow we have to go back to the school to get some stuff, and then they're going to be out there Saturday, and they're going to be out there about every day from there on.
Okay.
But we'll make sure he gets it on his schedule, and then, I mean, or just get a hold of me, and I'll make sure. Get it written down.
Cool.
But it's on record that it's covered, so.
I don't think I have anything else.
So I have something real quick. The Compass is the trip I go to, and they're looking into a Week of Hope, and it's July 25th to 28th. And they're looking for service projects that they're looking that could be done for families.
Mm-hmm.
Like painting, planting flowers, pulling leaves, something like that. It doesn't have to be those specifically. But I was wondering if there's any projects like that that could be done around the park that we can volunteer to do that.
Bills are spinning.
While the backwoods is definitely something that needs. I mean, it's not terrible, but with all that flooding back there, we could definitely use someone that if they wanted to pick up and make brush piles for us, so we can just come through with a loader and grab them, because we're obviously with the dandelions in the grass and all the, it's just really been tough for us to stay ahead, and now we got the pool coming here in less, I think, 10 days exactly, today or nine, we're pool supposed to be opening, and where, yeah, but that, I mean, you just get with me, and I can definitely lead you in the right direction. We love free health.
Right, yeah.
So I tell Bear that all the time, but.
Yes, my last free health kind of turned out real good for you.
Man, they did that on purpose, though.
No, I did not.
Just want me to get with you closer to this time.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great, what you'll do from, or what we can do to help you.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Conference series?
Yeah. Well, you've got the conference series. We've talked enough about it. I would like to say that we did get a $2,500 grant from the Community Foundation for next summer's concert series. And that's not showing up on this because this is up through the end of April. And we have another $300 sponsorship also. So our fund is going to be we have more budgeted probably than what we will spend. You know, we go on the high side a little bit. We have plenty of money in our fund, not counting the $2,500 that we have that's earmarked for next summer's concert series. Signs are up. The sponsor signs are up at the park.
That's fantastic.
Sheen and Tim and Cody.
You had a great crew.
Did a great job. I just stood there and laid them out there and said, put them up. And they get it all done. And it took
half a day.
It took about 3 hours to get them all up there.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys drive through there, you see somebody messing with them.
Sure.
Liz Hazer.
It's only the preferred Hazer.
Or dog. Dog works. Nothing. Jared Burr told me that he puts his signs up and nobody ever messes with them, so hopefully that will be the case with these. But we want to put them up and leave them up because we don't want to do that every concert.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a big thing. Again, the first concert is tomorrow night. We always keep our fingers crossed on the weather. Tomorrow night is basically being planned and carried out by the Bicentennial Committee. I know Melissa's done a lot of work on that. Sean has too. So. Just to get a chance to come and attend. I think it's going to be a great concert. I think Mark 209 is awesome from everything I've heard. Pete Mercer's good. Our first concert, June the 8th, there might be a slight change there. The Indigos are still going to perform, but the Indigos have been in Las Vegas and other places, so that they haven't been in contact with our local performers. David Reese is probably not going to participate because he wanted more time to prepare. And I don't know about Ashley Gard. So, sorry about that. This is the Indigos right now.
Oh, really?
That's awesome. Oh, hello, Matt. It's going good. Hey, I'm in a park board meeting right now, and we were just discussing the Indigos. And you called, and so can I give you a call back?
That is wild.
That's cool.
You can go buy me a lottery ticket tonight.
Okay, did you call David Reese?
Yeah.
What are the odds of that?
Okay, well, good deal. Because I was just telling the park board just the minute you called, I was telling the park board that David
crazy.
Probably wasn't going to be involved. So did Ashley say she was going to participate as well? Okay, super. Well, thank you for doing that for me. It's good talking to you. I just wanted to, you know, make sure we were still set to go and everything. And Alice said you guys had been in Vegas.
He needs to buy one, too. He needs to buy about 500.
Oh, you were in Vegas. Okay. So have you worked out practice times for David and Ashley, or? Okay, great deal. Did you get my, what I sent you on email about sending music to WZZY, Star 98.3? I obviously we want the edited versions. I'd just let you decide, because I like them all. So whatever you think would, well, you know, all they're going to be doing is playing them in the background. the commercials, as they do the commercials, there'll be 30 commercials the week of your concert. And while they're doing the commercial, they'll be playing their music in the background if they have it available. So whatever you, I think anything you want to send it would be fine. I think vocal would be fine too. Say that again, Matt.
Well, somebody tried calling me a minute ago, so that's fine.
I don't know. I can talk to him. You mean as far as what the commercials actually are saying? Yeah, basically it's just announcing the Goodrich Park Free Summer Concert Series, and the next concert would be June the 8th, featuring the Indigos with Dave Reese and Ashley Gard. It's just that kind of thing there. And then at the very end, they do give a shout out to some of our sponsors. But they run six a day for 5 days before your concert. I think I lost him. I did. Call.
That's my. I thought I just went into roaming on my. I was in the call too.
A big deal. I'm really glad to get that call.
We decided you're buying all of us a lottery ticket because that is some creaky stuff going on right there.
I've been trying to get in contact with him.
I thought you were teasing me. That's getting good girls.
email, and text messages, and I left him a voicemail, and this is the first time he's got back to me for a while. So, but we do have a contract with him, and we have got the W-9 form, so. And what I found out in all of this concert series stuff is that you're not the band's first priority. They are our first priority. We expect them, but they've got lots of other things going on, so we're kind of back on their list.
Right.
So anyway, that's as far as the budget and everything going on. That's probably Matt right there. I'll call him back after we get out of here. The other thing I gave you was this. We talked about it before. Mm-hmm. The idea of us having our own basic public address system or sound system or whatever the right words are for it. I know nothing about this, so I asked Matt Daly, because I know his band, The Benefit, provides their own sound, and it always seems adequate to me, and it seems like something that we could start with if you want it. I mean, this isn't something we have to do. This is just an idea, whatever you guys think. Again, Sheen has to be a big part of this because obviously he has to store it and probably has to be responsible for helping to get it, if not set up, at least to the amphitheater at the right times. Or because I don't know how if I could put it in my vehicle or not. I don't know. I imagine it's probably going to take a couple of trips. We talked about possibly using the cabin if we did that. But anyway, Matt gave me what he thought, what they had, and what he thought we would need. I took that to the Muncie Music Center, asked them for a quote. He started giving me prices. I said, well, you know, we can do that, but you start getting up over $2,000 too much, and we might not. So he tried to keep it around $2,000. This is what he came up with. Matt Daly thinks we could find it a little cheaper, but we'd have to go online through an online shopping thing. And I think Matt kind of agrees with me that it would be better to deal with a local store that, you know, you could maybe hold responsible or get advice from and or whatever.
Right.
It just seems to me like that would be a better thing since this is all Greek to me. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I've learned a lot more about this stuff just by having to try to figure out what we need.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's what I got. He finally got me. I went Monday, and he finally got me the quote on email this morning. So, and Matt has seen it, and Matt says this.
I think it's great. I mean, I think it's going to help us on getting bands. I mean, bands that come here and there's already sound.
Here's the idea that if we did do this, I think we would want to try it out, maybe get the benefit or some, and say, look, would you like to have a jam session at the amphitheater and see if our stuff works?
Yeah.
We have a September 15th concert that's our local concert, if you see on there, where we have four or five performers right now. We may want to add one or two more. And it would be nice if we had one sound system that we had set up that everybody could use.
Yeah.
Well, I would just say we set it up and that's what everybody plugs into.
The benefit is mass band, right?
Mass band, right.
I mean, what if they have their own gear, though?
Well, we just say, most bands, the benefit would have their own gear, but they would be, I think, plenty willing to use ours. And just bring, then they would bring what they need, whatever that is.
Yeah,
I mean,
their instruments.
Their instruments and maybe amplifiers.
Yeah.
I think maybe amplifiers if they have, like, electric guitars and keyboards.
And they have the lucky microphones.
Yeah. But if they knew what we had, then they could bring whatever they thought. And that way, you just, one band plays, the next band gets up, and then the issue is drums. If you have more than one set of drums, you may have to tear down one set, set the next set up. That's the most time consuming. But you know, this is what we did when we had Ben. Ben Brown provided the PA. His was a lot more. See, we wouldn't have the mixing board. With this sound system, we wouldn't have the big mixing board that sets. Well, we remember front of house.
Yeah.
Where you have to have the tent. We didn't know what FOH stood for last year.
Oh, you're talking. That was interesting.
But this power mixer just sits right up there on the stage, and a lot of the bands that we have that do their own sound, this is what they use. This kind of thing. They don't have the big. Now we do have a sound company coming in for the July 13th concert. I think that's going to be really good. I'm
Sean Lamb.
Sean Lamb is the band, but he doesn't have his own sound. He has a great band, but he plays places where they do this. They provide the sound for him. And he recommended a guy to me, Michael Ripberger, and he's going to do the sound for that concert, 300. And I've seen his stuff, and it looks great to me. And it's well beyond this.
And it cost $300 to get him there to do the sound.
To do the sound, right. So, and he's going to be there, you know, that's, to me, that's cheap. Because he's got to be there about 4:30 and he's going to be leaving about, by the time he gets everything packed up, by 11 o'clock.
You figure that $300 in and put that, I mean, you say that cheap and put that for all these concerts.
Right.
I mean, the thing eventually pays for
itself. Exactly. That's right.
Okay, I got to run. So,
you're fine.
My question would be, we do not have this in our budget for our concert series fund. So if we decided to do this, I would want to do it from another fund. And I don't. If that's not possible, that's fine. This is just an idea.
Okay.
Be some part cash or whatever you think is maybe the city would buy. I don't know.
We can look at it. When I started getting all this funding, that's the first I heard of it. So let me.
Let's
get through this week and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's no rush on it because, like I said, we've got some bands are all doing their own sound and we've already got sound taken care of.
You guys kind of shut that off or at least press pause.
I do.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Shut the lights off in here, lock the doors, lock City Hall up. Okay. I got to get some
baseball in.
Well, I got to stop by and deliver something to Jeff and Jordan.
Anybody else have anything officially?
Like they're going to be working their place in.
Anybody else have anything officially?
I'm thinking we might have to pick this up.
Oh, okay.
If I'm okay with shipping, we would pick it up.
We're
using that.
Huh?
I mean, it's right over there.
I've been to Muskie. I was the Muskie Hunters. For a part, they said that was in for our last
one here.
All right, did this one? Okay, here's this one.
So I pinned him there today.
I got to get going.
Oh, he's still talking.
Yeah, I would be able to go help, but I've just got an SUV, so I don't know if it will.
If you're how much stuff we're talking about.
If you're paying $3,300, you better load that stuff up for us.
But Mary had like a half a room in my vehicle. I'm guessing I wouldn't. I have, you know, another one trip.
Well, hold on. Okay, if that's all, then I make a motion that we pay the bills.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
All right. Anything else? Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
I need a second.
Second.
All right. In favor?
Aye.
All right.